I've got the spots, the sickness. There's the twins in my brain.
It's been a month since our last recording, but Cross's Boss returns for the penultimate episode of this thrilling cyclocross season. The World Championships in Tabor are upon us. And of course, Mathieu van der Poel, Van Van Empel and Tibor Del Grosso are the main favorites in their categories. But are there any potential dark horses poised to steal the spotlight? Let's dive into the battle for the rainbow jersey. Staying true to our winning formula, I've enlisted the expertise of our cyclocross aficionado Dieter to have a look at the course, the weather conditions and the participants. Welcome, Dieter.
Thank you. What an intro.
Dieter, once the road season has started, many cycling enthusiasts tend to shift their focus away from cyclocross to the road. Is that the same for you?
No, I just watch everything, to be honest. I watch all the road races, but I also still watch cyclocross. This weekend I was watching the Mallorca race on my laptop and cyclocross on the TV, so it's a bit of multitasking.
I guess that's the definition of being a cycling nerd.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started with the course in Tabor. For the people who aren't that familiar with that course, can you explain what the most crucial points are?
You have an uphill barrier passage, which is very technical. It's very difficult to jump them with low speed. It's only possible for the real technical riders like Hayes, Van der Poel, Pietersen. Not a lot of guys or girls are going to jump them, I think. It's dry now, so maybe a bit more than normal. But you have a lot of 180 degree corners in Tabor, and that's what makes it a very hard course, but also makes it good for technical riders. Like Van der Poel in his world title in 2015, he rode away in some of those corners because he just takes them better than everyone. So yeah, the whole course is, I think, more technical than it looks like, but I think the barriers are the most important.
Is it a course you like?
Yeah, to be honest, it's a pity, though I think that it's dry. If we had like snow and ice, for example, with the men, Van der Poel's chance of winning a lot lower, I think, because if it's dry, you can. Tabor is a course where you can really put down your power. So yeah, that's going to be tough for the other guys.
A few weeks ago, people were saying, yeah, maybe it might be snowy in Tabor, but as you mentioned, that isn't the case at all. It's rather dry. Do you think we'll see a fast course, or will it still be a little muddy?
Oh, that's hard to say, I think, but the weather is looking really good, so I think it will be quite fast, which is, yeah, pretty unusual for this time of the year in Tabor, I think.
Does that mean we will see a course comparable to the surface in Hogerheide last weekend?
Yeah, I think Hogerheide, the average speed there is even higher. Because yeah, that's almost a road course like Benidorm, so that was going to be a bit lower speed, but also yeah, I think it's going to be pretty comparable. Yeah,
because of some minor uphill strokes, or
yeah, and also a lot of Hogerheide is built by Adrie van der Poel, who hates corners, so it's he's always talking about how there are too many corners in cyclocross races, and it's not good for the back of the riders, which is right, I think. So that makes that in Hogerheide you can get a very high average speed, but in Tabor there are more very sharp corners, like you say, those short uphill banks, which are really really tough. That makes it less fast, I think. Yeah.
The most important thing is of course the start lists. Let's talk about the men elite first. Am I right when saying that Mathieu van der Poel simply can't lose this race?
I think it can go pretty fast. One flat just after like the post and he's screwed. I think he will still be in the race because Van der Poel on the flat for half a lap is like he's probably still in the running for the win, but then it's going to be, to be honest, I hope something like that happens because I think then we see an exciting race.
Well, exactly. I think Mathieu van der Poel will go full gas from first, second to the last. He won't wait and like he did in Hoogerheide until the last.
Exactly.
Benidorm later on in the race to make sure if he has a mechanical, if he has a flat tire, he loses 30 seconds. Yeah, but if he's already 1 minute in front of the others, that's not a drama. So that's why I think he will obliterate his opponents from the very, very first second.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, he just can't take the risk. Imagine that he has a flat and that he was like whistling the first half of the race because the pace was too easy for him. And then he loses the race because of a mechanical. He would never forgive himself for that. So I think you're right, yeah.
The Belgians have Elie Izerbiet, Michael van Tournoot, Thibaut Nees, Joran Wieseure. If you were the national coach of Belgium, what would be your advice in order to beat Mathieu van der Poel?
Throw some how is it called, spikes on the course to let it flat. On a serious note, I think Nees has, if someone's going to win it and it's not Mathieu van der Poel, I think it's going to be Thibaut Nees. The course in Tabor is even better for him than Benidorm and Hoogerheide, I think. And he was so strong. Like, I think in Benidorm, he got on the podium after what did he do in Benidorm? A crash, I think. And then in Hoogerheide, the same thing, but he just missed out on the podium. But in both races, he was easily second best in the race. No, not in Benidorm because Wout was there, but
I totally agree. I saw of Thibaut Nees in Hoogerheide was quite impressive. And
yeah,
he told in his interview afterwards that he had the feeling he would have been able to follow Van der Poel until the finish line. I don't know about that, but he was definitely on a very good day. Yeah. Who do you think will be the leader of the Belgians? Will it be Thibaut Nees on his own or?
I don't think you need a leader. Like, what are you going to do?
In your opinion, they just have to see what happens. And if someone is in front, don't ride after him.
Yeah. How can a team like Belgium prevent that Van der Poel is going to win? They don't, I think. So just, yeah.
Don't you think the coach will say try to be with as many riders as possible in front of Mathieu van der Poel in the first corner and then try to disturb him a little, make him angry?
If you make van der Poel angry, you're even more fucked, I think. So I wouldn't advise that because I think if you do something like that to van der Poel, he gains another 50 watts, I think. In what race was it that I think Elie Izerbiet was disturbing Van der Poel a little bit. And then the next image, Van der Poel shot past Izerbiet with 10 kilometers an hour more. So yeah, that doesn't work with him.
It's the only possibility they have, the first corner. That's the only place where they can be in front of Mathieu van der Poel, if all goes well.
And to be honest, I see Izerbiet pulling some crazy stuff. I don't know which race it was, but I think it was Benidorm. He was also riding in front of Van Aert, passing him where it wasn't really possible. And then Van Aert had to go around him when Van der Poel attacked. Like, Izerbiet knows he can't follow Van der Poel or Van Aert when they go, but he still rides in the way. So I see him doing some crazy stuff, to be honest.
The Dutch team also includes the likes of Joris Nieuwenhuis, Pim Ronghaar and Lars van der Haar. They all had a pretty good season, actually. Is there a scenario in which they can win that rainbow jersey?
Yeah, again. Or when Van der Poel has a mechanical. Or when, for example, Nieuwenhuis attacks in the beginning of the race and Van der Poel isn't going to right behind him, that would be a crazy scenario.
I'm pretty sure if Joris Nieuwenhuis is alone in front from the very beginning and the Belgians can't close the gap, Mathieu van der Poel will try and near the end to close the gap on his own and take the title anyway. It's the only reason why he's been doing cyclocross this season. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
There is no way Van der Poel isn't going to win this one.
There is like the unwritten rule: if you go solo after your teammate, it's possible. And if Van der Poel goes full on one climb, yes, solo. So to be honest, yeah, that's
I don't think he'll care too much about that rule, to be honest. As always, the Dutch and Belgian teams are the biggest ones, but can we expect any danger from another country?
Timon Ruech. Easy dip.
I knew it.
No, I mean, Mason has had some very bad days, but he can peak to a championship very good, I think.
I don't agree. I think the peak of Cameron Mason is way, way, way behind us. It was in November. His results recently were pretty shit. It would surprise me if we get to see Mason battle for top five even.
But on the European champs, it was also better than in all the other races. I mean, it was a smaller gap between the normal races and the championship. But I don't know. I don't dare to write Mason off, to be honest, because he also still got the trust. I saw it on Instagram that he still has trust for next week. Something like next week is the big goal. So
up to him to surprise us. But right now, I don't feel it. To get back to Timon Ruech, why is that the first name that pops up in your head?
I'm a Timon Ruech fan, to be honest, so that's the first name that shot in my head.
Yeah, but if you got to bet, you can't be a fan of someone.
He was top 10 in Hoogrijden on a dry course. Stabur is also a dry course, which is a pity for him. I sent him a message. Yeah, pity that it isn't snowing in Tabor, and he replied with, "I don't need snow." Ho ho. So that says a lot about his confidence.
Self confidence definitely on point. But do you really think he can battle for top five?
Top five.
A top 10, he's that's possible. Might happen.
The gap, if you can finish top 10 in Hoogrijden, everyone was there.
Yeah, but you say top 10,
even more motivated.
He was 10th.
Yeah, top 10 is top 10. I mean, but I think the gap from 10th to 5th is pretty small. Like, he was 10th on 50th. Yeah, you know, the gap was pretty big, to be honest, in seconds, almost a minute. But yeah, I think if there were snow and ice, he really had a shot on top 5. But now it's going to be very hard, because I think beneath Van der Poel, there is a pretty wild field. Like, you have a lot of good riders, to be honest. Without Van der Poel, the race would be super exciting.
You have a lot of good riders, but most of them are Belgian or Dutch. So why I think we won't see any other country inside top five in the men elite category, to be honest. I'll drop another name.
Stibar.
Stibar was on my list, but what I wrote next to it was Last Dance of Zdeněk Stibar. Of course, it will be a big party for him, but result-wise, there won't be a lot possible. No. I got a question about him for you. What's your best memory about Zdeněk Stibar as a cyclocross rider?
Was a long time ago, to be honest. I was pretty young when Stibar was in the field, but I can still remember it because I was already watching cyclocross then. But I think there was one world championship that he won against Albert, I think. Where they battled the whole race together? Is it, or am
he
I
won in Hoogrijden against Sven Aes after a legendary battle? That was my best memory in 2014. It was.
Maybe I'm mixing
his last world championships title. No, I think he battled against Aes as well, or maybe Albert as well in Tabor.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Not sure though. Another name, Clément Venturini.
Yeah,
the Frenchman. 8th place in Hoogrijden, 10th place in Benidorm. A fast course really suits him.
Yeah, exactly. It's
So
like
I think he's got the legs.
when Pidcock became world champion in the United States, was it in Waterloo? I think it was also like almost a road course, and he was fifth there, I think. So he was like very good on those courses who are almost a road course with a lot of short accelerations. So I think maybe Tabor's is, yeah, a bit too technical for him already. I think Hoogerijn and Benidorm are even better, but he can top 10, I think, purely do if there is like a world championship and Dublin or something, you won't even crack the top 20, but now he can finish top 10, I think.
All right, one more name for the man elite. He's coming from Spain, Felipe Orts. 9th place in Hoogerheide, 8th place in Benidorm, kind of the same as Fontorini.
Yeah, the parkour couldn't be worse for him, I think. If there was a lot of mud, he could finish top 5 on a good day, I think. But on a course like this, top 10 will be already very hard for him. So yeah, it's really not a course, I think.
To conclude the man elite, can you put the three riders we just mentioned in the right order of finishing in Tabor on Sunday? So Timon Ruweg, so, Fontorini and Felipe Orts.
Ruweg? No. Fontorini, Ruweg and Orts. First Fontorini, then Orts and then Ruweg.
Surprising. And then I need a top three.
Van der Poel, Nijs. Doubting between Nieuwenhuis and Ronard. Nieuwenhuis.
I'm going with Mathieu van der Poel, Joris Nieuwenhuis and Thibaut Nijs.
Ah, so the same top three, but two and three switch.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, the women elite. Am I right when saying Femme Van Empel is the big favorite?
Yeah. I think the gap is smaller than we see with the men with Mathieu van der Poel, but Femme is also the clear top favorite, I think.
Do you see anyone as her main rival?
I think even after her bad performance in Hoogerijn, it's still Puk Pietersen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, who
I
else?
Didn't expect that one. She's been sick, so that's not the best preparation for a world championship.
No, but if you see, she could already finish 8th in Hoogerijn, which still is a high level, so like today she's probably already fully recovered. So I think in Tabor Saturday she's going to be not far or even on her peak. A bit of rest the week before a big race isn't too bad, to be honest. So I don't think that will be too big of a problem.
I had Lucinda Brandt on my sheet as her big rival.
Yeah, I get that, but Tabor isn't best course for Brandt, I think.
But she has the fighter spirit, Dieter.
Yeah, that's crazy. The mentality of Brandt, that's just amazing. You see her 20 minutes into a cross, you see her mouth wide open, gasping for air, and she still needs to go for another 30 minutes, and she goes for another 30 minutes. So
at times, it reminds me of Wout van Aert. He also has the same spirit.
I always have to think of Alexander Kristoff, not a cyclocross rider, but he's also a guy who can go that deep and also always gasps for air. So yeah.
What about Celine del Carmen Alvarado, the World Cup winner? She has back problems. Had a bad day because of that in Hoogerheide. I have the feeling the best Alvarado is behind us this season. It's been a long season as well, so in my opinion, she won't be there for top three.
I don't know. She already had back problems, but then in one race, she performed on a really good level again. I can't recall which one it was. It was in Benidorm, I think. She also had back problems before that race. So it's like up and down. A lot of back troubles again now, but maybe in Tabor, she's going to visit the physio a lot, probably. So maybe she can get it right for the one day in Tabor, because I don't think there's anything wrong with her form, but it's purely her back. So if she can get that a bit okay for one day, it might go
But
well.
Dieter, you already mentioned a lot of 180-degree turns in Tabor. That's a bad thing for your back, and then you already have back problems. So
that's true. It's not. Yeah, it's going to be very hard to get it back right. And also, yeah, those uphill sections where you really need to get the power from your back. Yeah, that's going to hurt.
One more name on my sheet: the surprise of Hogerheide, plays two for Catablanca Vos. And she aims for the podium as well in Tabor. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, to be honest, she was even pretty close to Van Empel in Hogerheide. It's amazing to see her back in her form. After she broke her collarbone just before the European champs. It's amazing to see. I hope she can get a good result in Tabor and that next year she can do a full cross winter between on her form between the riders where she is, where she should be.
Do you expect a more tight race compared to the men elite category?
If Fem's on a good day and like Puck isn't recovered and Alvarado has back problems, then at once it could be a very long solo from Van Van Empel, but normally it would be a bit closer, I think,
I expect a pretty close race. I'll start with my top three for the women elite on Sunday in Tabor. Fem Van Empel to extend her rainbow title. And place two, Lucinda Brandt. And place three, I'll go with Puck Peters.
Fem. Petersen. Vos.
You really aren't a fan of Lucinda Brandt, are you?
No, I am a really big fan of Lucinda Brandt, to be honest. But I think my top three is they are very suited to the parcours of Tabor. And Lucinda Brandt is a bit less. There's a very broad top for the women's elite. So it's a bit hard to make a top three, I think.
Okay. I've got the feeling we'll see a lot of Dutch parties in Tabor with Mathieu van der Poel, Fem van Empel, and in the men under 23 category, it will probably be the same. The main favorite is there, Tibor Del Grosso. He's been crushing the field in the World Cup this season, so I can't see him lose in Tabor either, to be honest. Okay, you got his main rivals, probably from Belgium, Emil Verstring and Jan de Michels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that, or do you put the two French guys next to those? Le Landais, Léo Bizio?
I think Emil, Jente and Tibor are the top three favorites, but a lot of strange things have already happened on World Championships, and one of the two French guys could also take the win. But I don't think it's Tibor is that sure of the victory already. I think Emil Verstring and Jente Michels are very close to him, to be honest.
But the course in Tabor, does that suit Emil Verstring? It's fast. I can't see it.
Well, I think Emil isn't that explosive, but I don't think you really need to be super explosive on the parcours of Tabor. But I think for Jente Michels, Tabor is a really good course.
That was my number two. I think he has a bigger chance of competing against Del Grosso than Emil Verstringen, to be honest.
And I think there are three teammates, to be honest, because Emil is riding for Crelan, and Tibor and
Tibor Del Grosso and Jente Michels are both riding for Alpecin.
So they know each other very well, and they are the top three favorites. That's going to be a strange situation.
Do you think one of the two French guys can get on the podium?
Yeah, and I think I think both can, to be honest. It's not like there's a super big gap. Normally, if the three other guys finish on the podium, but a lot can happen, and definitely in the cyclocross race. So I definitely wouldn't rule it out.
Your top three for the men under 23, Dieter.
Tibor, Jente, Emil. But I don't think that Tibor will win that easily as you think. I think it will be pretty close and exciting.
Okay, I'm going for a big win for Tibor Del Grosso. Silver medal for Jente Michels. And Le Landais on place three. So no podium for Emil Verstringen, unfortunately. The women under 23. There I expect a tight race as well. Or am I wrong?
And it could be another Dutch victory, to be honest, for Leonie Bentveld. She's not the main favorite, I think, but she definitely has a chance of winning.
I have one main favorite on my sheet and three rivals. So I think the favorite is Zoë Bakstedt.
Agreed.
And the rivals are Leonie Bentveld, Marie Schreiber and Kristina Zemanova.
Yeah, I agree on that one. I think Schreiber was very, very good in Hoogrijden, but Bakstedt was as well. And then Zemanova, she needs more mud, I think. And Bentveld, she seems to be good on every course, but she's...
You were talking about Bentveld, that she might win, but I think Marie Schreiber has even a bigger chance. I had the feeling she was in a really good day in Hoogrijden. Maybe she pushed herself a little too hard at the start of the race. That's her problem. So maybe she should remain calm, follow Bakstedt and see what's possible.
Yeah, exactly. But I also have the feeling that Bakstedt can peak so well to a championship. Like, I thought European Championship was going to be closer, but Bakstedt destroyed Schreiber there. So... yeah, it could be that again. Like Bakstedt has the engine to do a course like Tabor.
And she was good in Hoogrijden as well.
Yeah, very good. So yeah, I hope it's exciting with at least Schreiber and maybe also Bentveld or Zemanova.
I've got the feeling we'll have the same top three here.
I think Bakstedt first, Schreiber second, and Bentveld third. Yeah, if it was a muddy course, I think I would put Zemanova on the third spot, but not in Tabor.
I agree with you, Dieter. I've got one more topic on my sheet here, and that's the mixed relay on Friday. We could also call it the joke on Friday. What's your opinion about that concept of the mixed relay?
Yeah, the best country. The Netherlands are in starting. I think, that says more than
because
enough.
They want a full focus on the individual races. Do you agree with that? Do you understand it?
Yeah, of course. Like on Saturday, there are already some races for half the riders. So if you go full gas on Friday, you're going to feel that on Saturday, and it's a world championship. So
I don't get it. If UCI want to organize a mixed relay on Friday, then in my opinion, they should have all countries at the start. And if they don't start, they can't start in Saturday on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, but then like the smaller countries have a problem because they probably need to send their favorites to the mixed team relay. And then you have that. Maybe they can put it on Thursday or even Wednesday. That would be a solution. But yeah, at the moment, it's not working, I think.
Will you be watching? Of course, as a cycling nerd.
Yeah, I will be, to be honest, yeah.
The Belgian team has, amongst others, Michael van Tournoot and Sanne Kant. Is this the best chance for Belgium on a golden medal?
No, because I think they will get slapped by Great Britain.
Impressive team. Kat Ferguson,
yeah, exactly.
Anna Kay, Zoë Bakstedt, Cameron Mason.
Exactly. I think maybe for the men under 23, we have the biggest chance of the gold medal.
All hopes on Jente Michels.
And Emil Verstringen.
All right, Dieter, is there anything you would like to add about Tabor World Championships?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right. That's it for today's World Championships Cyclocross Preview. Dieter and I will meet you again on Sunday after the races for our last recording of this season. Let's hope for some entertaining racing. And for now, don't forget to subscribe to our Domestique Cycling Podcast. Ciao.
Ciao.
I've got the spots, the sickness. There's me twins in my brain.